We come together this time on the first day of the week to reflect upon what has been given for us, all in God's plan. Now, I'd like to talk about that to you, each and every one, as Christians. You have studied and you've heard the scriptures that we read about the communion, about us coming together for the Lord's Supper, what it means to us. I'm not going to read those scriptures for you because I believe you know every one of them and you live that life as we reflect upon what God has given us. Alice read, this doesn't necessarily reflect to the Lord's Supper, but reflects to our Christian life. She came across this little article that her mother had cut out and had in her Bible. And I really like what it says. It says the following article appeared recently in Lubbock Avalanche Journal. It says Earl Miller Productions of Austin has obtained exclusive rights to the motion picture screenplay. I'm reading the wrong side, aren't I, Mom? Okay. This is from the front of your Bible. That's what you where we need it. This book contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners. Let me read that again. We'll get full scope of it. This book, the Bible, contains the mind of God. Do we all understand that? That was in our lesson this morning. Everything we have comes from God, and we were created in His image. That is the mind of God. This book contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy. Its precepts are binding. Its histories are true. And its decisions are immutable. So read it to be wise. Believe it to be safe. Practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. It's a traveler's map. What does that mean? The traveling, our journey of life. It's the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, the soldier's sword, and the Christian's charter. Here, paradise is restored, heaven opened, and the gates of hell disclosed. That's here in the Bible. Christ is its grand subject, our good its design, and the glory of God to its end. That really struck a lot of thoughts in my mind at what we have in front of us. And what we do, so many times we question the Word of God. As was in our lesson this morning. No, that's not what I want to do. We're going to make it my way. Do it my way. It's all for the praise and glory of God. Well, that's true. But it's also what you're saying is not true. We follow God's Word and we live by that because we have it all there that will guide our lives through Jesus Christ to that heavenly reward if we follow His will. My thoughts this morning were, as we come together, we know what we're coming together for at this moment. And I reflect upon that from the very beginning God made this planet that we live in. He made everything here for us, and He gave His perfect will to us. He gave us the truth, sinless, and told us what to do. As we go on through the Bible, we see the reflection of mankind always striving to be obedient. So many, many times we see the downfall and the sin that has crept into our lives, and we succumb to it. But through all of this, we have the knowledge. We have the obedience. And we come to the life of Jesus Christ, we see God's plan for the Old Testament people, we'll call it that. He had a plan for them. But it was all looking forward through the prophecies and everything we read and we study, and we know that it was coming forth to the perfect plan of salvation, that plan that He had for the in the Old Testament. It was foreshadow of all things to come. But remembering all of these things, we come together now at this point, what Christ has done, what He came and lived His life, gave that sacrifice to wipe away the sins of all that were obedient to God and would be obedient to God. And so as we come together for this service, I'm just going to read one scripture, and that's from Acts 20 and 7. And the disciples came together on the first day of the week to break bread, partake of the Lord's Supper. That's what that scripture means. Really, that's about the only example that we have on what day we do it. But as we see the whole scene of Jesus unfold and the will of God unfolding, that's what it means. So as we come together, I go back to my statement, we know why we're here. We know why we come together on the first day of the week. Every first day of the week is possible to worship God and give thanks to our God and through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, in remembrance of all that He taught us, in remembrance of what He asked. And He says, this do in remembrance of Me. What does that mean? That remembrance is through Him all that God has blessed us with and what He did that we might have that eternal life. That's the things I wanted to say. Refresh our memories and just focus on why we come together all of the time. Why do we do it? And I know you know why. So thanks be to God.